Give it all to me. So just relax and enjoy the sensations from my voice and the sounds I make. Because you're not able to do anything else. You don't want to do anything else. You Feed from you wherever you are. You could stop me if you wanted to. You could turn this off. You could take your headphones off and fling them far from you. But we both know you won't. We both know you're just gonna take it. You're gonna shut up. You're gonna sit there. And you're gonna fucking take every little bit of torment I wanna give to you. And I don't even have to be nice. You, I can be mean. I can be very mean. I can tell you. I bet you're swelling up right now. I bet your flesh is just pushing. Pushing. Rubbing. Trying desperately to get free as you're just so engorged right now. I wonder what your state of mind is. I know you're horny. I know you're excited. I know you're frustrated. I know you want so badly to be free of your cage so you can touch yourself, stroke yourself, and come. Just imagine how good that would feel, you know? To have that release, to be able to get fully hard, go to your full length, to let all that blood come rushing in without that tight constricting. Tormenting cage. Too bad. Too bad. So impotently. And love that you can do nothing. Except take it. What do you do when that need, that desire rushes through you and takes over your thinking until all you can think about is sex, coming, freedom? That knowing that you're bound up and that you can't do anything about it only serves to make you more sexually aroused. Adds to your torture, it's this beautiful feedback loop of sexual arousal. It'll never be as good. It'll never be completely satisfying. It'll never be as wonderful as my orgasm. My free and unconstrained pleasure. Erupting. Because you can't erupt right now. All you can do is dribble like the sad little slut you are. You can't even really call it a cock when it's caged up like that. It's basically just a little glitty.
You can't express yourself in the way you want to most. You are powerless and helpless, and all you want to do is please me. It makes you feel more submissive, even as you're aroused and teased beyond what anyone would consider your limits. There's nothing you can do about it. The cards have been dealt. That sinks you deeper into submission, into a place where you live to serve, because that's your place. And right now you serve me by fully embracing your arousal, fully embracing that frustration, fully embracing those shivers of pleasure that run through you and make you want more and more, let you become more and more aroused. There's a pleasure in that frustration. Ride it for me. Feel it for me. Feel more and more pleasure, more pleasure, more pleasure for me. Feel the frustration as it threatens to take you over. Until if you had that key, you would use it because you can't hold back, but you don't. You don't. You don't have anything. You have nothing but my voice and my temptations and my teasing and my torment. Your despair is delicious. It could just eat you up. Suck you dry. But because you're in this beautiful feedback loop of arousal to denial and frustration, because you're such a slut that only serves to make you hornier. Knowing that at this point you would be building up to an orgasm if you were afraid to, which you're not. so I will.